say first on the recording what it is.
Yeah. Tuesday night, Shaar Bitachon, the second shiur in Shaar Bitachon. I don't think I'll keep up with the numbers, what number shiur it is, but Shaar Bitachon. Whoever's not here is missing out on tremendous principles of Bitachon. I want to elaborate a little more before we learn Chaimus Halvavus, because it's important to know the definition of Bitachon before we learn about it. I said last night it's not result-oriented. It's very important to understand what that means. Relying is a verb. It doesn't mean to anticipate a result. It doesn't mean even to hope for a result. It means push it. It's a verb. It means to rely. Who are you relying on? You go in for a job interview, who are you relying on? Are you relying on the way you dressed? Are you relying on the way you prepped for the job interview? You go to ask the boss for a raise. You go out on a date for a shidduch. You come home late and your wife's going to be angry at you. Are you relying on the flowers you bought her? What are you relying on? Bitachon teaches us that we are to always rely on Hashem. What the tools that we use, what's called ishtadlus, will learn the gedorim of what yes and what not as we go on in Chayvus Halvavus and the Shaar. But it's all a mirage. It's all a play. Your reliance, ultimately, as you develop your bitachon more and more, should only be on Hashem. And you should say, and you should feel, and you should think, and you should mean that you're doing these things, not because you're relying on them, but because Hashem wants you to do hishtadlus, and that's why you're wearing... What? Very good question. The Chavis Al-Dobis asks it in Perek Dalet. Why do anything? What do you have to do anything for? Now, I don't really have to answer the question, because I would just answer it by saying, oh, so what do you think? That Hashem needs you to do something? And Hashem really doesn't do everything? But you don't have to answer me. There's an answer. The Chavis Al-Dobis asks the obvious. That's a question, Mimonavshach, whether you understand Bitachon or not. What do you have to do anything for? Hashem's running the world. So he answers that. Now we're just up to the level of understanding the word. It means you're relying on Hashem. And you always rely on something. So when you go for the job interview, you have to wear a tie, yes. But you're not relying on the fact that you're wearing a tie to get the job. You're relying on Hashem. You're not relying on the fact that your boss likes you to get a raise. You're not relying, I'm telling you, everything, anything you do, you're only relying on Hashem. That's what we're working towards. The reason you want, and the reason you hope, and anticipate, and expect the results that you would like to happen is because, as the Chavis Halvavus explains, when you develop bitachon, he's not telling you to do it in a vacuum. He's going to teach us that we are relying on someone, on the being. We're relying on the being that loves us more than anything else in the world loves us. We're relying on the being that cares about us more than anything else in the world, more than anyone else in the world cares about us. We're relying on the being that wants what's good for us more than anyone else in the world wants good for you. So when you go to someone for a loan on the mortgage of your house, so you say, I'm relying on him to give me the mortgage. And I'm expecting him to give it to me because he's my favorite uncle and he loves me. Right? But then you go to him and you find out he has no liquid assets. All those assets are tied up. So you relied on him, but he wasn't able to do it. With Hashem, you can rely on him, the act of reliance, because you know there's nothing that's standing in his way of doing it. So you're relying on someone that cares about you and loves you and wants what's good for you and knows what's good for you, etc., etc. So that's the word bitachon. Now, the Chavis Halvavus on page Kuf Chav Gimel, we're learning the very first paragraph. We learned that the reason he puts it first, after Avodas Elokim, in other words, okay, Shara Yichud is Hashem. Hashem is there. Hashem is real. Hashem is. Nothing else is really, unless, except for Hashem. Shara Bechina pounds the idea into you that Hashem is Meitiv, and Hashem bestows good, and Hashem does good, and Hashem is kind, and has rachamim, and wants tova for the Bria. You have to internalize that idea. Shar 3 is Shar Avodas Elokim. Okay, I'm ready to serve Hashem. Now, what's next? Next is Shar Bitachon, because that's the most necessary thing, he says. It has the most benefits, and will enable you to enjoy life, and to grow in Ruchnius, and be successful in Gashmius, and lose weight, and grow hair if you're bald, and it's the best thing since sliced bread, says the Chayyus Alavus. Bitachon is the best thing invented. Vine, he gives a list of things that are benefits of bitachon, and that's what he'll do in the whole hakdama. The whole psicha is the benefits of having bitachon. He wants to whet your appetite so that you can't wait to learn Shara Bitachon, which is a manual of how to develop bitachon. Toaltobo binyani doso. In spirituality, in Olam Haba, in Ruchnius, what are the benefits of Bitachon and Ruchnius? Mehen, this is amazing, every word here is a pearl. Menuchas Nafsho, you are unstressed. I'm not talking about physical, you know, the studies show that many, many illnesses, maybe even most illnesses, are caused by stress. That is going to talk about who lived over 1,000 years ago. He's going to talk about that when he gives you the benefits of Gashmius, of having Bitachon. Now he's talking about Ruchnius. If you're nervous and you're thinking, you know where your head is, you're sitting in front of a Gemara and you're thinking about the job you have to do, and you're thinking if your boss likes you, you're thinking if you're going to get the raise, you're thinking how you're going to meet the mortgage this month, your mind is on all other things. If you truly have bitachon, how do you know? Because the Lord says you take the stress test. If you're stressed, you don't have bitachon in Hashem. Maybe you have bitachon in your good looks, in your intelligence, in your rich uncle that promised to give you the money for the down payment on the mortgage. So you're stressed. He might change his mind. But if you have bitachon in Hashem, you're not stressed. Bihishano, and your reliance is al boro yusale kivi shechayev oeved liftoach al rabo, the same way that an eved that has no other resource in the world, so he has to rely on his adon, he has nowhere else to turn. There's no one that's going to take care of an eved. You know, an eved is a slave. He has no one. He has no family. He has no friends. He's bershus ha'adon, and he has to rely on the adon. He has no choice. Besides how great it is, which we'll learn about, you really have no choice but to rely on Hashem, because He is the only one that's doing things. No one else can do anything except if it's Hashem's will. So you have to rely on Hashem, and therefore you're calm. Why are you calm? He says, "Lefi shem lo yiftach al Hashem, yiftach al zulasa." This is what he says. You're always relying on something. So if you're not relying on Hashem because you think Hashem is too busy, or Hashem doesn't like you, so you can't rely on Him. So you're going to rely on your uncle, and you're going to rely on your boss, and you're going to rely on the fact that they need you at work. Oh, they need me. I'm indispensable. That's what you're relying on. Or you're relying on how important you are to the company, and that's why they're going to give you a raise. And you're relying on this, you're relying on that. Umish, now he says a big yesod, and it's very, very fundamental yesod. It's not easy to understand or to really visualize and understand it. He says it in very few words. It's a Ramban. I said it once in a drasha on Shabbos. It's Ramban in Eov and in Parshas Bereishis. That's unusual, right? I'm not telling you to go downstairs, but it's unusually loud. It hasn't. Oh? Okay. Yeah, I just mean you should mention it to Mrs. Kagan. So she told me, now she can come at 8, then she can come back at 10. And it's not supposed to be that way. She's supposed to be monitoring the situation. The Ramban says, he's talking about Hashgacha Pratis. And there's different levels of Hashgacha Pratis. There's different levels. Hashem, there's certainly Hashgacha on Minhu Anushi, on the human race. But there's nothing wrong with saying, and the Ramban says it, that, well, he doesn't say it Beferish, but there are, your average person will get sick three times in the winter. Your average person is going to come down with an illness three times in the winter. Now that's Hashgacha also, because that's what Hashem made humans, that they get sick, if they don't, right? And your average person gets sick, let's say twice in the winter. You come down with the flu and you're in bed for 3 days. But the more Hashem is involved with you, the more mefurat Hashem is with you, the closer you are to Hashem, the more bonding you have with Hashem. So the more Hashem is only Tov, and Hashem protects you, and you will be able to rise above the average guy that gets sick twice or three times a year, and now you're so bonded with Hashem that He is shomer you more, because when there is Hashgacha, there's Hashgacha over a city, there should be Hashgacha over a congregation, there could be Hashgacha over a family, there should be Hashgacha over you. And then there's all different levels. Says the Ramban, the amount that you bond with Hashem, that you're always thinking about Hashem, and you always want to know Hashem, and you want to do His will, and you're constantly aware that He is with you and He is here, that's the bonding you have with Hashem, and the more protected you are. Ad, he says, Shatzadikim agemurim, that mamash live with Hashem, they don't have to worry about any teva, and they could, they just, like, you know, no harm will come to them. That's the Ramban. It's an Eov, and it's in the Chumash Brachos by Stone. He says it also. He says it more by Richus. If you want to read about it in English and gain a better understanding of this, there's a book, Hashgacha Pratis, which is a very fine book. And you get to this chapter of this sheet of the Ramban. I don't know what the name of the chapter is. And he elaborates on it, that there's a sliding scale. And the more you have more Hashgacha Pratis, if you bond more with Hashem, and therefore you have more protection, and you rise above Teva. Because the more Klali it is, the more you're given to the vicissitudes of Teva. Now Teva is also Hashgacha Pratis. Hashgacha Pratis on the city. Hashgacha Pratis on the nation. Hashgacha Pratis on the country. Right? So it's wheels within wheels within wheels. This is what the Chavis Alvavis is saying here also. U'mishabotach alzulos Hashem, if you're indeed, look at Israel. Israel, many, they decided they're going to rely on America. We don't expect them to rely on Hashem, because it's led by people who don't believe in Hashem. So you can't have tainus to them, so to speak. Tainus on us who do believe in Hashem. But just to show you, he says, okay, you're relying on America, right? You're not relying on me, you're relying on America. Okay, I'll let that happen. I'll let what happens when you rely on America happen. In other words, you've withdrawn from Hashem that much, so you're not zochet to be bonded with Him. So Hashem says, okay, my good friend, have it your way. And then you taka rely on America. And when you rely on America, you can have a President Obama elected, and America's looking out for their own interests, they're not looking out for Israel's interests, and all the things that happen, if you rely on your uncle, so Hashem says, okay, now your uncle has to have liquid assets, he has to be in a good mood, he has to like you, right? If he woke up on the wrong side, so if you rely on your uncle to get the down payment for the mortgage, Hashem says, okay, have a nice day, I'll let that happen. But if you have bitachon in Hashem, then you're with Hashem and you get the results. So now this is already what the Chavis Halevavos is saying, is that if you have bitachon, it's not a promise, you are memela more likely to get the results that you want. Now you won't always get it, obviously, because many times it's bad, not good. You just think it's good. But in the normal course of events, you will have more success if you rely on Hashem. And he's talking You're not talking about frumkeit. You're not trying to tell you to be frum, or to be a tzaddik, or to have bitachon because you got to have bitachon, or even to have bitachon because it's reality, because really Hashem is running things. He's given us the benefits of bitachon. Benefit number one, according to the Chodesh Havavos, is that you will have more success in attaining what you want to attain, because we're talking about that under normal conditions, it's good. You want to be healthy, you want to be rich, you want the job, you want the girl, you want a raise, you want the mortgage. So in the normal course of events, you will ultimately be more successful. You will have a higher success rate, much higher success rate, of if you're Boteach Bashem. Because the more you're Boteach Bashem, the more bonded you are, and Mimela Hashem's Hashgacha is on you. But if you rely on other things, Hashem says, okay, my good friend, have it your way. Rely on your good looks, rely on your tie, rely on the interview, and then what happens is what happens in the world. Okay, we'll stop here.